Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on a Wednesday podcast. Al, what are we going to discuss today? Going to do a self-colonoscopy?
No, I'm not going to do that, Jerry. I'm going to keep this more of a tame topic.
Okay.
Well, sad news, but I have questions surrounding it I wanted to talk about. But my sister did have to put her dog down yesterday.
Yeah,
13 years old. The dog was a good dog. But I was just thinking, like, we don't do wakes for dogs. Even though they're a part of our families.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it feels like there should be a wake.
I have to be honest with you, Al.
Yeah.
If you have a wake for Whimsy, I am not coming down to Bradley Beach for it. Not doing it.
Well, I'm saying we don't do it, so I wouldn't do it. But
they're your dog.
Yeah, but it's like your parents, your grandparents, your uncles.
Yeah, there's something a little different about a human passing away that you're related to as opposed to an animal. I'm sorry.
Like, I would like to have said goodbye to...
I gotta be honest, I'm not into the wakes for humans anymore.
Right.
I think it's creepy.
Yeah. But don't you think, because sometimes, like, a lot of times we go to wakes because we feel obligated to go,
of
right?
Of course.
People would want to go to a dog wake, I think.
No, they wouldn't.
Like, you...
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
No, so I'm not trying to be fun. Like, who are these people?
Well, like... You would go, and there'd be pictures of the dog over the years. Like, like when you go to a regular person wake, right?
Yeah.
There's pictures. The dog is in the casket, and you pet him one last time.
No,
you know, because you're really not supposed to touch a body in a casket.
Yeah, I know.
But people do it sometimes.
People do. I've touched the hand.
You have?
Yes. Yep.
Mm. But well, for a dog, you could.
I'm not. I'm not going to a dog wake. I'm not.
You're not.
I'm just being honest.
Okay.
You know how you once said, I'm not going to do things anymore that I don't want
to
do?
Like, I'm not going to Long Island.
I'm not going to an animal wake.
Okay, not going to dog wake.
I'm not.
Or cats. Cats would be
or
involved as well.
Right. I'm just, no, I am not. That I will not be doing anytime soon.
Hmm.
Not happening.
People would go, though. What about even just in the neighborhood?
I think it would be a colossal waste of your money and time.
Oh, right. It does cost money.
Of course it does. Unless you're just going to rent out a VFW.
Yeah.
For $100 for a couple of hours. I mean, yeah, no, come on. Maybe because I always told you years ago I had the idea of the pet hotel. I wanted to call it the Patel. That was my idea with my son when he was like four. He said he wanted to work with animals.
Like a real hotel. Because people go, like I'll even say, oh, I took my dog to the pet hotel. You mean like a real hotel
for pets? I mean like
pets.
Where they have more than just a cage. Like they have their own private room and a nice outside area where they get walked and maybe they get to play for a little while and they're given good food. And, you know, I always had that idea. But now these things have, however they are constructed, they're everywhere. So that's gone. That idea is gone. Maybe the newest thing will be there are pet cemeteries, maybe pet funeral homes.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not going. So when the time comes for Whimsy, don't even invite me.
I have always wondered this. Maybe you know this, maybe you don't. Let's say you have a dog, and it's an old dog or whatever, or it's not old. But you have a dog, and you go to work, and you come home, and your dog has passed naturally. Sure. What do you do?
I think you call the vet, and they'll probably tell you to wrap it and bring it in. And
that must
I think
be
they
so
will handle
weird.
The cremation or whatever you're going to do with it.
So you just show up, you just go to your vet with your dog.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
You know how bizarre that must be to pick up your dog in that situation, put it in the car, and take it to the vet? That's got to be weird.
But there's two different types of people. I mean, there are people that are like myself. I am freaked out by bats in my gutters, which is no longer an issue, thanks to John from Coastal Wildlife. He was awesome.
Well, you've had multiple wildlife things in your yard.
The groundhogs, I don't want to get near one of those things.
No.
And yet there are people that will come in and say, oh, they're not going to bother you. And they would go over and pick it up. Like the way we approach them and think about them, we're all different. So I think some people would wrap the dog, no problem, pick it up, think of it as their dog, sad. Others would be like terrified to do it, you know, and just feel icky about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you think you'd have to call ahead to the vet or you could just show up to the vet?
No, I would think you need to call ahead. Like first thing I would do is call, like, what do I do? And I think they would tell you to bring it in.
Bring the dog in.
I would think so. And they will handle.
But you also can't just like, yeah, you're right. You got to call ahead because let's say you just go to the vet and there's a waiting room and people have their animals with them. And then you just walk in with a
dead dog.
Yeah. What?
Right.
Like that's got to be like,
yeah,
freak people out. There's a back door. Where
I know when I had
pet.
To put my cat down about, was it was in May. So about 4 or 5 months ago now. When poor little Julius passed away.
Yeah.
They had a separate exit for me.
Because you were upset.
I had made peace with it long. Was I upset? Of course. Was I sitting there crying my eyes out? No, because it had become apparent to me for a month. Every day was borrowed time. Like it was one day he would look great and I'm like, he's not sick. The next day he looked like he was dying. And I'm like, this is cruel and torturous now. And then all of a sudden he was eating and he was doing better. But I knew, I mean, the vet had told me a couple weeks maybe.
Yeah, this could be a resurgence for a very short time.
Yes, and that's indeed what happened. And we would have a couple of good days, a couple of bad days, until ultimately he couldn't even walk. I'm like, all right, now I know. So I had made peace with it. Harder on my son, my younger son, who really just thought he'd get healed and he didn't. But anyway, she was like, you know, if you need, there is a side door if you don't want to. I'm like, all right, well, my car's right there, so I'll go out that way. But yeah, so they do that for you on the exit.
Yeah, I guess for a couple of reasons, right? So that you don't feel awkward walking out there in front of people crying. And also the people that are bringing their pets there don't want to see someone coming out
That's
crying.
True. Or coming and walking out with an empty crate.
Yeah.
And you look upset.
You're like, huh.
Yeah. That's the crappy part about being a vet, like dealing with, you know, they're the ones responsible for putting the animals down or treating animals that have no hope in certain cases.
This vet yesterday went to my sister's house.
Okay.
And did it, I guess did it there.
Never thought of that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, her dog will just is gets very upset going to the vet.
Oh.
And I guess it was already in a very fragile state.
Yeah, it's tough.
But yeah, it's weird too because I was like looking back on photos of the dog. Lizzie was her name. And you could see aging in a pet the same way you see aging in a person.
For
it's
sure.
Really interesting to see.
Yeah.
Of like how facially they gray like a part. Cats don't, I feel like when cats get older, do they look fur-wise, does their fur turn
same.
Color? They look the same,
biggest,
or they can
the biggest difference with the cats for me is when they go from kittens to full-grown.
Yeah.
That's obvious. And then if they gain weight. If they maintain their, very much like humans, cats gain weight, they look a little older.
Really?
If cats, like little Callie, the one that Boomer set us up with, Callie is still like 11 pounds, 10 pounds. She still looks like a kitten to us.
So they don't gray in the face or anything, cats?
She's a dark gray cat, so I wouldn't know any. Dark gray and light gray, like she's got all these different colors of the gray scale, if you will. I don't see anything different in her at all. From the time she matured to full grown cat,
yeah,
as opposed to kitten. When she was a kitten, we brought her home. She was literally, I want to say 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks old. She had, her face was like no bigger than the palm of my hand. It was crazy how little she was.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've seen it.
Hmm. Yeah. That was interesting looking back on dog photos.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. From the first legal distillery in Texas, Tito's is 6 times distilled till it's just right. And naturally gluten-free, making it a high-quality spirit that mixes with just about anything. From the smoothest martinis to the best Bloody Marys, Tito's is known for giving back, teaming up with nonprofits to serve its communities and do good for dogs. Make your next cocktail with Tito's. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly.
Also, I would say that, you know, we talk about Google Photos all the time, yeah, and how it's like they'll have a picture of your son when your son was a day old and then your son now, and it knows it's the same.
I don't understand person. That. I do not understand that.
They're not great with dogs because okay. I had brought up a picture of my sister's dog and I was like, show me all the photos. And it was bringing up my dog, other dogs I had photos of. You know what I mean? It like didn't really.
So it hasn't perfected the animal likeness yet.
Yeah, I guess the facial recognition on an animal is not the same as a person.
There you go. I mean, listen, they got it pretty good with the humans.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got, you know, every face. I mean, sometimes your face will pop up in my Google Photos and it's like, are you looking for him? And if I click it, all these photos, yeah, and I never realize how many I have of you. It's not thousands. I don't mean that. But a lot more than a few,
yeah,
you know, that do pop up. It is pretty wild.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's neat.
I don't know, like, yeah, when they'll take like a baby photo and then like an adult, it'll say, "Is this the same person?" It's like, yeah, it is.
It's creepy.
Yeah,
it is creepy.
And that fact that it never confuses like me and Craig Carton, two bald men,
right?
Or Sal.
There's something about your look that is, obviously very different.
Yeah, but yeah, not great. Facial recognition with dogs. I was also thinking too, like, we do treat the dogs different than humans in that, like, I couldn't call you and say, yeah, doctor's coming over, gonna put grandma down, she's in pain.
Treated differently as humans.
Yeah, like we would just make the human just sit there and suffer.
Yeah,
right.
I know. Well, this is the whole Dr. Kevorkian.
It was just so long ago now, if you think
about it. Long time ago. But that is, where is it? Switzerland, where it's legal, I believe. Does that sound right?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Sweden, one of those.
Yeah,
I know there are a country or two or maybe more around the world where it is legal.
Yeah.
You know, I forget what they call it exactly.
Assisted suicide, I think, which just sounds nasty.
It's right? Assisted suicide. They
should have a better name for it, like, you know, Heaven Light or something like right before you go to heaven or something.
If there is such a thing.
You're right.
Which none of us know for certain until the day comes.
And if there is, are all of our pets there?
Oh, here's a question for you. If there is a heaven and mm-hmm. everybody's looking down as everyone says, that's what's going to be happening.
Yes.
As you're inspecting under your scrotum with the mirror the other day.
Allegedly.
Well, no, you said it. I didn't. That's not allegedly. That came from you, about you. So as you're doing that, are your grandparents watching you do that?
I don't think so.
Why?
Because I think they give us privacy.
How so? Because you shut the door?
I think.
They give you privacy?
I think when we ask them for guidance or communicate, I think we have to initiate. Had I been checking my scrotum for injuries and said, hey, grandpa, do you see anything? I think he'd have been
signaled.
You realize
how goofy that sounds. Like, honestly.
It does not sound not goofy. I will give you that.
I mean, when people say that, you know, God or Jesus, whoever is looking down on your every move.
Yes.
I'm not being funny. I'm being serious. All right, you and Gina get into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And you're cursing her out under your breath. She's cursing you out. At that moment, is someone above watching you two not treat each other right and judging you? When you go home after the show last weekend, you're Googling edging.
Mm-hmm.
Is someone looking down on what you may or may not be doing at that moment? Like,
not.
Seriously.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like we think about all the good things. No one thinks about what could be happening.
Yeah, I think we have to summon the dead first and say, hey.
Right, which has not happened yet in 2,000 years.
Yeah, that's true. I did walk by this building yesterday in Bradley Beach where I had learned there was a fire in the 1980s.
Okay.
And 23 people perished in this.
Oh.
And now there's apartments there.
Right.
And someone came out to get into their car. I was walking my dog, and I almost said to them, are you aware?
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Because
I want to know.
Stuff in their head.
Well, I was curious.
Let me ask you this.
If they were...
You've lived in this condo for how long now? 5 years?
Yes.
Very peacefully, right?
Yes.
It's been awesome. What would happen if you found out that it was, you know, an ancient burial ground underneath there?
Yeah, I don't want to know that.
Right. Why? You'd start putting things in your head.
Yes.
And that, to me, is where I think a lot of this stuff comes from. I think we all overthink everything, and it gets into our subconscious. But if you don't know about it, ignorance is bliss. If you don't know about it, you don't think about it. Therefore, it's not going to enter your realm of any portion of your brain. And your brain can't play tricks on you.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I also think about that, like in any type of family homes that have a backyard,
mm-hmm.
people will often bury their pets back there.
Sure.
So you got to, like if you decide, hey, I'm going to put a pool in my
new
house.
You never know what you're going to dig up.
Yeah.
I know the house we bought, they had numerous dogs. Matter of fact, where we put, for a while, I had put a paver patio down for basketball. We have since moved that since the pool got knocked down, and I put a big putting green down for my son. That was a dog run and a big one. Like it's a pretty good. So I think it's 30 by 20, so it's a pretty good space for a dog to get out there. And I would not be shocked. I mean, they had multiple dogs. If they were there for 15, 20 years, I wouldn't be shocked if somewhere in that backyard there are dog remains.
Yeah.
And I understand it. Like, I wouldn't criticize it, but I wouldn't know if I start digging. I don't know what I would find. Plus, who knows what was there prior to the house being built.
Right. Could be dinosaur bones under there.
I don't know. Yeah, who knows?
That must be cool to be someone who runs one of those digging machines, those backhoes or something.
Cranes?
Yes, just whatever does that
Not
digging.
Not a crane, a digger.
A digger.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, huh, let's see what we find today,
You can
boys.
Rent those, too. Like, not even knowing what you're doing.
You just take one in your backyard. Imagine your neighbor. See, Jerry's got a digger out there.
I wonder what he's doing.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, look, he doesn't know what he's doing.
He's digging all around.
That's so funny.
I hope we don't find any alligator bones.
Oh, that is funny. No alligator bones, not in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Man. That is funny. I need someone to I'm trying to figure out if I re-roof my shed or knock it down and buy a new shed.
Hmm.
I don't know what to do.
Re-roof a shed. Do you feel like you could re-roof your own shed?
No.
No?
Because I don't like heights.
Oh, it's high.
I've watched YouTube.
Oh, it's a, your shed's a higher shed. It's not like
yeah.
a
Yeah, I'd have to get on a ladder. Foot. No. No, it's probably
You got a barn out there.
It is yeah, no, it's a good size shed. I forget what the measure is like.
I feel like they charge us a lot for roof.
They do.
Even though it's they just know we can't do it.
We can't do it, which is why they could probably even charge us more.
Yeah.
Like I was given a price to re-roof my shed of over $4,000. Mm. I said to my wife, I'm like, I could probably get a new shed for less than $4,000. Like why am I going to spend $4,000 to put a roof on? Because to be quite honest, it probably needs to be resided then too. The floor probably, the base of the floor probably needs to be fit. Like a four, that just seems like a lot.
Yeah, it seems like a lot.
I feel like I could demo it and put a new one in. Maybe not as big, but for like $2,000. You know, I'm going to spend $4,000 on the shed.
You ever see those things like Amazon sells? They're like
micro homes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get one of those in your backyard in place of your shed.
Yeah, those get to be a little bit more costly than you think, though.
Yeah.
Those are not $2,000. Those could still run you $25,000.
Yeah, that's true.
That is a house.
It's a house, right?
You know, I love, you know, my mother-in-law lives an hour and a half away. I would put one in the backyard for her. We actually have plenty of room for it. But the problem is plumbing.
Yeah.
I don't even so much worry about the electricity. I figure you can figure that out somehow. The plumbing's a problem.
You ever walk by a house that's been demoed, right? Like someone mm-hmm. buys a house, they knock it down, they're going to...
Yes.
And there's a big hole in the ground because they knocked the house. And there's no pipes. Like, where are the pipes from this previous house that was here?
I actually never noticed that. I don't know. They got to be somewhere.
They must get disconnected somehow in the...
Somehow. Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question.
Yeah, I don't understand plumbing at all for a new house.
Forget, but how about just running electrical in a new house or one of these office buildings? Do you imagine what the electrical job is like to do a place like this building?
All the wires.
And this isn't 100 stories. We're talking, what is this building, 17 floors?
Yeah, maybe.
You got to be crazy to figure this out. And yet it all worked. We come in with flip switch works.
Yeah,
none of us ask how.
All the plumbing. Think of like, you're right, these gigantic, or even like go like... the Hard Rock Hotel in mm-hmm. Atlantic City. How do you get all the toilets connected properly?
I don't know.
And the sinks and the showers.
Great question.
And then we were like, oh, this shower didn't get hot. It took 30 seconds for the shower to get hot. What's going on in here? Like, who even knows where that water's coming from?
Meantime, if you wanted hot water 100 years ago, you had to start a fire, boil it, and then throw it into cold water.
Yeah, because you don't want
to mix
burn
it around, and you might have warm water.
Yep.
It is true. We had to stay at my son played in the golf tournament this weekend down in South Jersey. So we stayed in a hotel. And you would have loved this. Walk in, check in. First thing she says, I just have to let you know we're having a little bit of an issue with the hot water. Mm. So I say, by issue, do you mean you don't have any? She goes, man, you got the issue. I'm like, well, just tell me that then. Would you have stayed in the hotel? Keep in mind, it was 6:30 already on a Saturday night. I'm not exactly by hotel row.
Yeah, and it's one night only?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would have stayed.
We did too.
Because I'd be like, well, I'm not showering.
Well, we did. As it turned out, the water was warm. I think whatever hot water was still left in the tanks we got, by the next morning, it was all cold. But yeah, I actually thought of you. I'm like, the one place I pick.
Right.
It was a nice hotel. Like, you got to tell me there's no hot water.
Yeah, I think if it was two nights, I'd have been like, well, I'll stay here tonight. I'm going to look around for another hotel and see if I can switch. But you're right.
Yeah, no, this was one night.
Yeah, in that part.
And we were up and out at 10 a.m.
Ah, you're fine.
Right.
Ah, it's beautiful, Jerry. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. Now, when we come in here tomorrow, I'm going to be talking to CeeLo. Because you are hosting, you're in for Boomer.
Correct.
So it'll be Gio and Jerry tomorrow, me and CeeLo on the warm-up show.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, right now we have the warm-up show that you and I did.
Right.
So we'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. So!
Hey, everyone, it's Boomer and Gio, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Gio is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Gio, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.